Here's today's In Touch Reflection on growing in obedience.
Today's reflection is based on Hebrews chapter 5, verses 7 and 8. In the days of Jesus' humanity, he offered up both prayers and pleas with loud crying and tears to the one able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his devout behavior. Although he was a son, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered.
Any good gardener will tell you the importance of staking new plants. The braces provide support and help plants grow straight and tall. In teaching those of us who are believers obedience, the Lord similarly redirects our natural inclinations so we can grow in a Godward direction. As we mature in our faith, we see that the Lord is teaching us how to submit ourselves to Him in ways both big and small. And yet He never forces us to comply. That means obedience isn't passive. It's a decision we make again and again until we've completed our time on earth. Remember that even Jesus practiced the discipline of submission, and as always, He serves as our role model. Like Him, we must choose to live obediently, even when what we're being asked to do is hard or painful. This willingness to listen and follow, no matter what the cost, glorifies God and transforms us in ways we never imagined. Think about it. Have you been fighting against the Lord's guidance? How can you begin to make a better choice and grow in obedience to Him?